supposed to be able to back them up.
Blog Talk Radio.
It is. You know, it's actually past time. This gal was late to her own show today. We should have a show about responsibility. But hey, I think I'd rather have a show about Christmas, because this gal has been a bah humbugger. Bah humbugger. It's like I'm not fabulously excited about Christmas. Oh my gosh. Totally fired up about Jesus. Okay, let's be real. But this whole Christmas thing between having to get the house ready and shopping and cooking, and then it goes like this. What a blessing to be alive, right? I mean, there's people that would love to have the kind of Christmases that I'm just kind of glad we don't do crazy commercialism anymore. It's just been really crazy, though. Just the past few days have been nuts. Trying to get stuff done, working hard, but thanks for joining me today. Sorry if I was late. I noticed here on my email that you've got a show. Oh, and I kept saying to myself, gotta check the computer, but I've been up and down and organizing. And see, I'm still organizing stuff for moving, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We're here, and I think the show, we're starting just a little bit later than normal. 3 o'clock, so I'm actually 15 minutes late. Oh, well, just dock me, right? All right, well, it is the Monday before Christmas, and all through the house, way too much stuff going on, and thank God I haven't seen any mouses, so that's okay. It's time to create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We got to wake into empowerment. We should be empowered about everything. We should be empowered about the holidays and Christmas. Christmas is a great thing. Good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, is America in a crisis? I am wondering. We got to go ahead and check things out because according to Newt Gingrich, the crisis of American system, this was what he said on Wednesday, 230 Democratic House members decided to repudiate the 304 electors who chose Donald Trump to be president. Oh, yes, impeachment. Another way to think of it is that 230 House Democrats felt that they had more right to decide that who should be president than the 62,979,636 Americans who voted for President Trump. That's right, almost 63,000 Americans were disenfranchised by the Democratic Party last Wednesday. But kind of a Merry Christmas thing, because I think it's really working well for this president. You know, it is profound, the level of corruption, arrogance, and dishonesty which has affected our swamp. And, you know, we are better than this. We are awesome people. We are awake. We are empowered. And we are here to change the world. And America has done so much to change the world. So Anyway, some things going on in D.C. 2019, by the numbers from the Heritage Foundation, our government relations team took over 1,500 meetings on Capitol Hill with members of Congress and their staff, over 15 congressional White House briefings on polling results, specifically meeting with leaders in both House, Senate, and White House. Polling project informed two presidential executive orders on immigration, trained 50,000 activists. This is the Heritage. They've done some good stuff, okay? But what's happening on the Hill, impeachments, that's all they, everybody's talking about impeachment. You know, you should check to see if your congressperson voted for impeachment. What a waste of time. Cost Americans a lot of money and a lot of time. But anyway, let's get some vocabulary words in today and see if there's anything awesome. How about the word vexillology? Vexillology. V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L-O-G-Y. Vexillology. Do you know what it is? It's the study of flags. So what do you think about that? I think it's pretty awesome. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for joining me here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And there's a lot of stuff going on, just a lot. So are you making the impact you want? Have you unlocked your own creativity? Have you discovered what your ideal life is? Well, you know, it's up to us to do these things, you know, and we really need transformational leadership, and that's exactly what Awaken to Empowerment is all about. We are all about transforming ourselves. You know, there've got to be some quick tips that we're going to share today. Before we go for your transformation, these are truths, timeless truths. And I'm just kind of like, you know, doing some stuff here because I just really want to get some good information in your hands before we leave. And, you know, here's the thing. I've been watching Hoarders Bury Lives, and I've been going through and just trying to do this personal development, okay? You know, you want your mind to do the work for you, first of all. You've got to keep telling yourself that you could do all things, okay? See, the power of transformation is in your mind that transforms, okay? Mindset is the most important thing because we've talked about this. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. So, got to get your mindset, because your mindset is a whole conglomeration of your behavior, your approach, your attitude, your belief, your outlook. Mindset is a compilation of all those things. So if your behavior is different than your attitude, you're not congruent. You need to take the proper approach to get your behavior congruent with your attitude and belief. And it sometimes it takes a while for us to get our beliefs you know, changed. You know, some people ask, what's a growth mindset? Well, people with a growth mindset believe in hard work and perseverance to achieve success. For instance, phrases like, I'm going to train my brain, instead of I just can't do it. And I got to tell you, through some of this process this past couple of days, I keep telling myself, I can't do this, and I know better. So subsequently, of course, absolutely, I need to do better. So we can't tell ourselves we can't do it. I mean, I'm looking at something right here in my little office here, and it says, yes, you can. Okay? Yes, you can. You've got to believe to succeed. So it might take time, but Don't tell yourself stories, okay? Don't believe everything you think, okay? So here's an inspiring story. This is Abraham Lincoln and how he never gave up on his journey to success. He had many failures, and the events are captured in chronological order. So in 1816, Abraham Lincoln was forced out of his family. They were forced out of their home, and he had to work to support his family. In 1818, his mother died. In 1831, he failed in business. In 1832, he ran for state legislator, and however, he lost. In 1832, he also lost his job and later wanted to go to law school but couldn't get in. In 1833, he borrowed some money from a friend to begin a business, and by the end of the year, he was bankrupt. He spent 17 years of his life paying off his debt. But in 1834, he ran for state legislator again, and he won. Now, in 1835, he was engaged to be married, but his sweetheart died, and his heart was broken. In 1836, he had a total nervous breakdown and was in bed for 6 months. In 1838, he sought to become a speaker of the state legislature, but was defeated. In 1840, he sought to become an elector, but was defeated again. In 1843, he ran for Congress and lost. 1846, he ran for Congress again, but this time he won and went to Washington, D.C. and did a great job. And then in 1848, he ran for re-election to Congress and lost again. In 1849, he sought a job, a land officer in his home state of Illinois here, and he was rejected. In 1854, he ran for Senate of the United States and lost. In 1856, he sought vice presidential nomination at his party's national convention and gets less than 100 votes. In 1858, he ran for U.S. Senate again and loses, and in 1860, elected president of the United States. So, look at all the losses he had, but he just had that tenacity, and he just would not quit, okay? So, perseverance is huge to a positive and growth mindset. So, you got to develop this growth mindset. Have you heard of the iceberg illusion? You know, success is similar to the iceberg. You know, you just see the top, but no one sees the hard work, dedication, perseverance, determination, and failures below. And that's why so many people are jealous of people that are highly successful. They don't see what they did to get to that success. All they see is the success. And that's why we have to change in our environment here in this country. If we went ahead and changed our mindset and said, you know what, everybody has the same opportunity in this country. In this country, America, we have the same opportunity. But everybody does not believe in the power of positive thinking and mindset. They have to play the race, gender, class, BS game. And guess what? It ain't working. If people would just say, you know what? I'm in the greatest country in the world, and thoughts are things, and I could become what I think about most of the time, and I could be, do, have whatever my heart desires. And once you step out and you start creating that vibe, guess what? That vibe is going to attract a tribe, and that tribe is going to attract more things into your life so you can actually go ahead and live that dream. But the iceberg. Everybody sees the people that have the nice houses or the nice cars. And I'm like, I don't even dare to get that. You know what he had to do? It's called blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice. So if you're jealous of someone because they have something more than you, then you better to unpack and see what they did to get, okay? So anyway, so people just notice the success. They don't notice what they did, and underlying hard work, dedication, influence, persistence, and those pillars that often make success what it is. So here are some transformational tips for you today. And embrace challenges. Embrace challenges. Challenges show you what you really are made of. They get you that gut, that the tenacity to sink in, okay? If this is a challenge, so maybe I can't go around it. Maybe I got to go over it. Maybe I got to go under it. Maybe I got to go to the side of it and then turn to the left. Embrace challenges. Persist in the face of setbacks. Sometimes setbacks are just setups for your comeback, okay? There's no such thing as a setback unless you take your mindset and tell your mindset it's a setback. Remember, life isn't a race. It's just got to find joy in the journey. Sometimes those setbacks actually set you up for better, bigger, better, bolder things, okay? And you know, effort leads to mastery. Repetition, 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 repetition. We've said this a million times on our show. Go back to our archives. You've got to keep repeating, okay?
succeed, repeat, succeed, repeat. Little baby steps. Nothing happens in one great big swoop. Yes, it can. Things can happen sometimes with great big swoops for people, but you don't see the underneath part of the iceberg and what they've done to get there. Just go ahead in the constantly the directions of your dream and live the life you've imagined. And you know what? Learn from criticism. Don't take it personal. If somebody's constructively telling you something, yeah, there are assholes out there that are haters that are just going to go da-da-da-da-da-da-da and bitch at you. But if there's criticism, if somebody says something and you know that to be true, don't get defensive. Unpack it. Look how to do better. You could always do better. We could always set ourselves up to be better. Remember, our dreams only work if we do. So you just got to go ahead, take your dream, but then always look to be better, to do better, to have better, to be a better person to other people. I mean, nothing is easy. So find lessons and inspiration in the success of others. You know, tune into our show regularly. Find a coach. Contact me, Caroline. I'm a life coach. I would love to do a journey with more people. We've done some great things, some of the folks that I've coached. And, hey, I'm far from perfect. I have coaches and mentors, too. Mentors are amazing. So get some great folks to surround you and mastermind. And remember, keep your tribe's vibe high. You found the High Vibe Tribe right here on Awakened to Empowerment Radio. This is Caroline Parisi. So, you know what? Let's review. The real meaning of mindset, your mindset is your behavior, your approach, your outlook, your attitude, and belief. Okay? Behavior, approach, outlook, attitude, and belief. Behavior, approach, outlook are your physical. Your attitude and belief are mental. Your behavior, your approach are physical. Your attitude and belief are mental, and your outlook is the conglomeration. So that is really huge. Got to get that mindset positive. And also remember, kind of go deeper. When you see somebody that's successful, you got to understand what the hell did they do to get there. Yes, there are trust fund babies, but I'm going to tell you something, okay? There's a handful of people that have done better than our president, for example, okay? Our president did better than his father. He had a hand up. He really did. He had a hand up in life because his father, but he learned. He wasn't like his brother was an alcoholic and ended up dying. He could have taken the same trip as his brother did, but he chose to build upon that success. I worked for a man, one of my radio shows, Jack Roser, had auto engineering, and his son, Tom, took over and made it bigger and better. Yes, of course, Tom had the education, but he was a good steward of his inheritance and his father's legacy. Isn't that how this should be, where each generation does better? See, no, not if you're a leftist, okay? If you're somebody who thinks the policies of a Barack Obama or a Bernie Sanders or a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is better than Donald Trump, you know what? I'd love you to be a call-in person on our show. But anyway, we can totally debate it. You know, let's get back. Look at the iceberg, okay? And embrace challenges. Persist in the face of setbacks. Effort leads to mastery. Learn from criticism. And find lessons and inspiration in the success of others. Pretty simple, huh? We are hours away from Santa coming and Christmas being here, and I'm very excited. I hope everybody enjoys their family and their life. And, you know, if you don't have a family, then, you know what, maybe reach out and go feed some homeless people. You know, if you're not doing anything, you know, if you don't have any place to go, go help someone else. Because, you know, sometimes when life sucks the most, if we go and reach other people and do something awesome for other people, it gets us over a pity party. I mean, I was having a little bit of a pity party. I really do. I've been, like, negative on Christmas. I've had some really bad things happen to me on Christmas, very unpleasant. Someday maybe I'll share them. But you know what? Christmas is a great time to reflect and be appreciative. And you've got to slow down the hyper-consumption that we've done. You know, I'm a consumer. Don't get me wrong. This gal loves to shop. But hyper-consumption is, like, sometimes off the charts. Take some time. Go drop some food off at a food pantry. Help others. If you're hurting, go to a food pantry. Help others. And remember, we could be, do have whatever our heart desires. Being in America, and generally the most greater part of the world, there are places, yes, that wouldn't even probably be getting a Blog Talk Radio because they wouldn't have time for it. So if you can listen to this, imagine how blessed you are just to be living in this time with this kind of technology. So this is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. I want to thank you for joining me today. Sorry if I was late. Go back, listen to the podcast. Go back and listen to some of our other shows. But just here and happy to be here and be able to share joy and happiness with you. And peace, love, empowerment, freedom, joy, happiness. And Merry Christmas. Also, Happy Hanukkah. And happy holidays if you don't like all that. So peace, love, empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. And we're going to totally take you out with Boston. We play the whole song. So stick with us for 5 minutes and chill out. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless, and breathe. Bye-bye.